What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater here, the club CEO, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother, DJ Echo. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
What's going on, everybody? My name is DJ Echo from Echo Entertainment. I am from New York. So I'm in upstate, originally from the Bronx, but excited to be here with my boy Daryl in the middle.
Awesome, man. We're super excited to have you here on the My DJ Story podcast. Like I said, this is the My DJ Story podcast. So we want to hear your story as a DJ. We met a couple of weeks ago at the DJ Expo. So definitely want to hear how you got to this point of being so involved in the DJ industry. So walk us through the beginning, man. What sparked your interest to become a DJ, and walk me through your journey from there?
All right. Well, I just became a DJ like in 2015. So I'm like brand new in the game, but I've always been involved in music. My sister is one of the pioneers when it comes to freestyle music. So I've always been involved in her life, being able to see the spotlight aspect of it, and really the behind the scenes and going and, you know, going to her shows and stuff. So music has always been a part of my life. I can sing, I can rap. I used to actually have three albums, full albums out of gospel, hip hop and stuff. So music has always been a part of my life, and I had so much music accumulated from all these different events that I've done, all these different artists that I've been blessed to be acquainted with, and them give me their music. So I was like, all right, well, a friend of mine who had wanted me to do his anniversary party, and my brother, he passed away a while back, but that was the spark. That was the whole thing. I started from there. I bought the CDs, the old school CD, and bought some speakers, and then I just kept rolling from there. I mean, I've always had a very outgoing personality when it comes to talking to people. I mean, you know, at the expo, me and you were just talking, and I love doing that stuff. So it came natural to be able to just talk to crowds. And between what I learned from my sister, between that and what I was able to do as a gospel artist and talk to crowds and minister to people and be able to jump off stage and talk to anybody one-on-one. And it took a perfect storm of everything. And I love what DJs do. I respect them so much. I respect that power that they have to just change the atmosphere of any type of event. With just the press of a button. And 2015, I started doing it. I'm very young in the game, but I think I'm pretty good. You know, I think I'm pretty good, but I'm always learning. And that's the thing why I love the community that we have. There are people that are a little, you know, think it's very much a competition with everybody. I like to think of it as, listen, you compete against yourself, and that'll always make you better. And your clientele will find you. There's no reason to compete with anybody else. Your clientele will always find you. And I don't know. I'm here now. You know what I'm saying? I'm a DJ on a online radio station, Triple Threat FM Radio. I just signed up for the club. You know, going live soon. But I own Echo Entertainment. It's a all entertainment company. You know, we do lighting, we do sound, we do DJ and MC and all that kind of stuff. We do video work, and so I'm happy about where I am. And I love being a DJ, man. I love being able to just to go to somebody's event, like a wedding or a bar mitzvah or a sweet 16 or a concert, and enjoy the event with them and be a part of that event. And just experience what they're going through at the same time. So that's my story.
That's amazing, man. It's glad to hear you're always really involved in the music industry. You know, started out with your gospel hip hop and being involved on that scene, and then you jumped over to the DJ side about 6 years ago, and working with different online radio stations, and you started Echo Entertainment. You're super active and you're moving. And also tell me about your involvement in DJ Expo. How did you get to that point where you were able to have a stand where you were interviewing people and stuff like that? So walk me through that.
Well, I've, like I said, I've, I have a, um, um, a show on YouTube called In the Element, where I was able to interview local artists, and I wanted to take that and interview these DJs. I was, you know, you have to take advantage of the opportunities that you get. And going to the DJ Expo, I had gone in 2017, 2018, and in 2019, I made it my point. I reached out to DJ Times. I said, hey, guys, you know, I have a kind of small scale interview show on YouTube, but I'd love to have some sort of a platform there to just interview the DJs. You know, they when for the DJ Expo, they have these massive DJs and massive artists coming in, and you know, that's great, that's awesome, but you have hundreds and hundreds of DJs from all over the world who have no face, who have no voice, you know, except for their areas, and that's great, but you know, we're part of a community, and you know, it's not I don't say selfish, but it would be wrong for me to be surrounded by all these DJs and not get to know some of them, at least some of them, you know? So when I got to the expo in 19, I went up to them, I said, hey, listen guys, I emailed you guys. I'd love to just put me over there in the corner. Let me interview some people. I'll be out of the way. I just need one electrical outlet, you know, and then I'll give you guys copies of everything. So we did it in 2019. I edited everything. I put it up and I sent them the links. Last year, obviously, the 2020 was crazy and there wasn't an expo. But this year, I reached out to them again. They said, all right, when you get down there, let's talk again. Same thing happened. I said, hey, I'm here. Just put me somewhere. And I was blessed to be like right there, right there, smack dab next to the expo floor. And I mean, the rest is history. 50 plus interviews with DJs and DJs, NFL athletes, artists, business owners and business reps, and Sean Hazan, who is one of the major people for DJ Expo. I got to interview him. Out of that area, I got to interview Disco Fries. I got to interview Lisa, who was just like, she was just at the expo. Her other half is a DJ. So he was there and she was there. And I was able to interview her. I got to interview Alexandra and DJ Shaky. So just, I was excited just to have that opportunity. And so they reached out once everything was done. And they said, hey, you know, we'd love to talk to you about maybe having you be a part of it next year. I'm like, let's go. So all the videos are up. I sent you a copy. Oh, I sent you the link to yours. All the videos are up. If anybody wants to go look at them, go to youtube.com/C/ Juggernaut Designs. It's 8 videos. I had a great time.
Awesome, man. You do a tremendous job at interviewing. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on your show. And I'm glad that you came on my show as well to speak to the people about your story as a DJ. So at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about your branding and a little bit more about how you got to where you're at and a DJ, some tips that you may have for other DJs in the industry. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. I'm here with my brother, DJ Echo, and he's telling an amazing story about his journey as a DJ. So brother, talk to me. We love to talk about branding here on the My DJ Story podcast. So tell me how you got the name DJ Echo and what that branding means to you.
Well, DJ Echo stemmed from when I was doing gospel hip hop. I called myself Echo back then. And just because even though right now I don't only mix gospel music, my faith, my belief in Jesus Christ, and my love for, you know, everything in the Bible, like that is always going to be a part of my life. And so it's just, everything's a continuation of the thing prior, you know. I definitely believe that everything is according to a plan, and thank God somebody has somebody up there, you know, God has a book set out with the master plan, because I know I wouldn't be able to do it right, you know. It was a continuation of what I was back then as Echo. And so DJ Echo, just kind of jumped right into it. I know there's like, I don't know, there's another DJ Echo like in New York. He's way bigger than me. And there's DJ Echoes everywhere. But I really do feel like I've set myself apart from the other ones with what I've done. With my community events, we have something called Hudson Valley DJs in Training locally, where we put these events together. We've invited, you know, 4 DJs each event, and we've had them come in, set up their gear, and do seminars. You know what I'm saying? Just talk. And these, you know, these are for kids. These are for, you know, 7, 8, 9 to 18 year olds coming in who are interested in the DJ industry, you know, maybe not DJing itself, but, you know, MCing or the music industry, and just wants to know more. We've had some of the DJs come in and talk about engineering and sound and, you know, promotions and MCing. And so, you know, we've done some pretty cool things for the community. And, you know, I think at this point, you know, people know Echo Entertainment isn't just a DJ company. We do so much more. It's not about bragging. It's just about setting yourself apart from other companies out there, you know? And listen, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and I understand that. This isn't my full-time gig. I'm a nuclear security officer in New York. So this is something that I do on the side, but this is where my heart is, man. I love it. I love it to death. I've said it before, just experiencing these major life-changing moments with, and some, most of the time, it's strangers, you know, being able to see the first time that they say I do to their husband or their wife, or, you know, a quinceañera or a sweet 16, and, you know, having these major events, and I can say that I was there, that I saw that step that they took. It's just amazing to me, you know? So, you know, I love being a DJ. I love what it's done to me. It's made me even more kind of, you know, personable. And, I think that's what sets me apart, you know, and that's what Echo Entertainment is. And so.
Wow, man, that's super amazing. Myself, I'm a believer as well. So amen to that story, brother. And I appreciate what you're doing for the purpose of the kingdom of God. And thank you for just having faith and being able to walk in the light amongst all the darkness that exists in this industry. So definitely excited to be on this call with you as a fellow believer, and you wearing it on your back as a proof of what God is doing in your life. So thank you for that. We love to use this podcast and your stories as a way to help other DJs within the industry. So talk to me about some tactical things that you did to one, break into the industry and then move so quickly as you did with your skill set, with your business, with your branding. Just what are some things that you did to get you to where you're at today?
I mean, the biggest thing is you have to love music. You can't want to be a DJ because DJs are cool. You know what I mean? Like, you have to love the music. You have to love, and you have to love all types of music, because now listen, if you want to be a hip hop DJ, all right, you can do your thing, but you know, you got to love music first of all. And then, know the history of it. You know the DJs that have done it before you, know the DJs that are out there right now. The different types of DJs and the different types of spinning and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, be educated. Don't just want to come into the industry just because, you know, you want to get on the track and be like, another one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all see what DJ Khaled does, like, on these videos, but he puts in the work. You know what I'm saying? Got to be ready to work. Got to be willing to work to do what you want and to be somebody like him, you know what I'm saying? So know the direction you want to go into. I don't produce music, you know what I'm saying? I don't pretend to, you know what I'm saying? That's not something that I'm going to get into. Sure, it'd be great. It'd be another, you know, notch on the belt of things that I could do, but it's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been asked to go on tour with with an artist to DJ for them. It's just not my thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just not my thing. I like where I'm at. I like being able to do these events. And again, you know, I have a full-time job. I have a wife of 16 years. I have 2 beautiful daughters, you know, and I have to make sure that I have food on the table. I have money in the bank and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, until like, the DJing thing is like, can really, really sustain me. And, you know, and you look at what happened with 2020, you know, we lost a lot of DJs, they couldn't sustain. So, you know, I got to make sure everything is on point. And, you know,
that's great, man. And I think that these things that DJs need to hear, you know, you have to pick your lane. You have to have some type of guidance in terms of the direction you want to go, or you're going to get lost. You know, a lot of DJs get into the game. They don't understand everything it needs to put together to make it happen. And they end up quitting or failing or just stop doing their passion. And that love for it that you spoke about is what really makes you continue in it long term, whether it's up, down, whether, you know, things are not looking great, but that love for it allows you to survive through the hardships of DJing. And there's a lot, you know, in every business or everything that you're trying to do, there's always going to be hardships. Talk to me a little bit about some of the hardships that you have been through throughout your journey and how you're able to overcome them.
Well, I mean, again, we'll jump straight on to 2020. Like, everything shut down, and I know there were some areas that were a little bit more lenient but I'm in New York, and New York was shut down. Like, everything was shut down, and everything had to be virtual or it was nothing. And I had to take 4 or 5 weddings and move them over to the next year, or figure out a way to make amends with the client to kind of, you know, it was crazy for everybody. And I'm not going to say, oh, well, you signed a contract, you know, that's it, it's over. You know, I understand. We all had to deal with it, you know? So having to switch things up and focus on the digital aspect of everything, going live online, working on my social media, taking the time to, you know, get to know other artists, get to know different types of music, look at different methods, read up and research. You had the time now, you know. I don't like to look at anything as like only a bad thing. Like, I look at it as, okay, we got here and it's not good, but now what do we do, you know? Other hardships, I would say, you know, people not understanding that we're not a jukebox. Like, DJs, we're not a jukebox. We're not a shuffle on your iPod, you know what I'm saying? Like, You book us because there's a personality behind what you want, and you want people to interact. And some people kind of just like the biggest thing that upsets me is like, oh, well, I was going to just play my iPad with a speaker, but I was thinking like, oh, man, right there. Like, don't even, like, if there was, the first thought was ever to just use like an iPod or an iPad with a speaker, man, just stick with it. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Go to Spotify, let them help you out, you know? Like, that hurts me, man. Those to me, man, those are, it hasn't really been a lot of hardship, man. Like, I you know, there's always the little things, you know, the drunk guy coming up to you and, oh, you suck because you're not playing my song, that'll totally kill the crowd. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I'm a solo op, you know, so everything's by myself. It'd be great to have 15 people that help me, and all I gotta do is just, you know, start pressing buttons and mixing, you know. But I mean, listen, I've been, you know, 6 years I've been doing this, man, and I've honestly met some amazing people with the events that I've done, the interviews that I've done, and I just. It hasn't been a lot, man. I wish I could give you something, you know.
No, that's great, man. No, you highlighted some of the things that happened that, you know, some DJs would see as tremendous hardship, but you have a posture and a mindset that allows you to bounce back from any of these situations and really view them as a part of the business. So I really love just the way you go about this and think about it, because it really helps you move along and go forward within this industry without feeling those hardships as much as other people may. And that takes skill. It takes scale, and also takes faith and belief in your ability to thrive in this industry. So great job to you on that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of has to do with my faith as well in God, man. I know he has me. As long as I don't put myself in a position where there's no coming back from that, like, I know that God will handle this. I know that God will handle it. I just know He's done it through my life. He's done it with my family. He's done it with my friends, you know. And why would I stop now? Why would I stop? That's what it comes down to. Why would I stop now? So.
Amen, man. Put God first and things will work out. Awesome, man. I would love to hear, you know, what are some of your long-term goals with your DJ career? You know, do you see yourself continuing, you know, to do weddings and different events, or do you have a long-term vision of, you know, a business within this DJ industry, like building a crew, or what's your long-term vision for DJ Echo?
I would love to officially like be full-time. You know, I would love to just focus on my events and continually every single day work on how I can improve and focus on that and not have to worry about a 9 to 5 or whatever, you know. That's my long-term goal, is to be able to sustain my family through DJing. You know, that's the long-term goal, and everything else is included in that. You know, I'd love to continue doing these interviews, and instead of having me run after people, I love for like big artists to be like, "Yo, Echo, yeah, I'd love to be on your show." You know what I'm saying? And you know, that kind of stuff. But I have so much fun doing weddings and parties and, you know, things like that, man. So I just did a big car show in Middletown, New York, and you know, it wasn't what I expected, but I still had a great time. And I got to see a different aspect of the whole, you know, of different types of events. So now I know going into the next one how it is, and that, you know. But I love doing these type of events. I hope that I'll be able to continue to do it. You know, as long as I can carry two speakers in my hands, you know, without having to worry about my back and this and that, I'm good to go, man. I'll keep pushing it. I love like the radio station that I'm on. You know, our goal is to get on XM Sirius. So that's something that, you know, that's always there to focus for myself and the radio station. And then just continue to meet people like you, man, like and other just dope personalities, bro. Like, it, honestly, like I love interviewing people because I love knowing about people, man. I love hearing stories and hearing advice. And there's so much advice that I got from those interviews. There's so much just different points of view about life from all these different people from all different places and ages and professions. And I love that, man. I love it. Again, you know, just, it's just something that I get to say that I did, and I'd love to continue doing it.
Amazing, man. And you just have tremendous vision. You know what you want in life. You know, what are some of the steps that you're going to take to get to that full-time DJing and doing the other things you mentioned, like being on SiriusXM? You know, what are the tangible steps that you got to take to get there, so other DJs can see, okay, I have a vision, but these are the actual steps that need to happen for you to get there?
I think when it comes to, it's tough with doing the full-time gig, because I can't foresee if I can do, if I can, you know, sustain a certain amount of money, because I'm not able to, you know what I'm saying? I have a full-time job, and my job, I make good money at that job, but it takes up a lot of my time. So it's hard. Like, I can estimate and say, all right, well, I've done, you know, 35 events this year and I've made this amount of money. If I don't have a full-time job and I focus on this, I could do, you know, I don't know. And again, I'm a single op, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these production companies, like one of the guys was like, oh, we do like 300 events a year. I'm like, how? There's only 365 days in a year. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like, these companies are big and they have multiple DJs and they have all. So, you know, I just want to stay in my lane. I just want my piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying? So it's tough. Like, I would need to really, really, focus on, like, I would need to say, all right, listen, these are the number of weddings that I would need to do. These are the number of like sweet 16s and quinceañeras and bat mitzvahs. Like, these, I would need to set those type of goals, because I also do free events. Like, I work with the American Cancer Society. I work with March of Dimes. So, and then, you know, once or twice a year, I give out like for, you know, donations for like events, you know, like a raffle. I'll raffle off like, you know, 2-hour, 3-hour DJ party with me or whatever. So I just would need to estimate, you know, how many would I need to do per year? And then from there, I could figure out, okay, well, I need to, you know, rent the van and I need to look at my numbers. It's really all about numbers. I'm not so good with that. So I would need to handle somebody that is. But I mean, it just comes down to the numbers, man. The love for it and the passion is there. It's just about the numbers. Because if I was a single man by myself, sure, I could do it now. I would just be like, ah, let's go. I'm going to fully pursue it. But I have a wife and I have two daughters and I have responsibilities, man. It's part of being an adult, you know what I'm saying? So I got to take care of the responsibilities. And, you know, as far as the radio station, we just got to keep doing what we're doing, man. You know, a lot of DJs kind of took some time off for the summertime, obviously. You know, when things were closed, we were all like dead set because we had that time to be home. But now that things are opened up again, you know, everyone's got these different events. So really just continue to bring in the viewers. You have to, for Sirius, I think you have to have some sort of amount of following, and then you have to pay, like, I think it's like thousands of dollars per month or whatever, and you got to do a whole year. And so it's a big thing. But I fully trust the DJs. We have 15 DJs on our station. And I mean, I'd go to war with these guys. I mean, they're all different types from all over the United States. And I mean, they're all crazy dope. So, you know, that would be that, you know, just continue to improve on our sound, continue to improve on our music and expand what we, you know, what we mix. You know, like our aspiration is like Pitbull Radio with Globalization, which they play everything. And they have all these different DJs come in. And, you know, we're like a very small scale version of that. You know, we do the same thing, but, you know, we do interviews and all that kind of stuff. So that would really be it, man. I mean, I think that was, you know, when it comes to like the radio station and also to my business, that would just, I'm on the right track. Just push harder and put more time in, and I'll get there.
Yeah, man. Hey, I know you will, man. I'm super excited to see you get there, in whatever ways that I can help and support, I'm here for you. You can call in, brother, and I'll definitely be there to help and support.
I'm gonna start going on live on this club app, you know what I mean? So that's it right there, you know.
I'd love to have you, man. Definitely. And we have some opportunities that I'm gonna definitely share with you for you to continue to work and some initiative we're going forward with the club. So stay tuned for that. So yeah, at this time, you know, we're gonna jump into the lightning round. Do you have any final pieces of advice for DJs out there that are looking to get into the DJ game before we jump in?
Just to reiterate, man, just stay in your lane, man. You know, know what type of DJ you want to be, and then, you know, go full steam ahead with that. You know, that's really it.
Yeah, man. Focus. Got to have that focus. Awesome, brother. Let's jump into the lightning round. You ready?
Let's go.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Right now, I'm sitting on top of the Nixon 4 Reloop. Audio Technica 2020 right here. I have a mixer. I don't even know what the brand is. Amun, something like that. Amun, I don't know. So my setup goes off of an iPad. So everything I have is Apple based. So music comes from the iPad, goes into the controllers, and that's really it. That's my setup.
Who's your favorite DJ?
I mean, DJ producer kind of thing. I'd go with Marshmello. I just think the type of shows that he does are just amazing. You know what I'm saying? And that's not what I aspire to be, but I wouldn't mind mixing in front of like 10, 20, 30,000 people. That'd be nice.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and what made it special?
Ooh, I did a wedding in August, and it was a Christian wedding, and the reception was just bonkers, bro. Like, nobody wanted to stop dancing. Like, that to me, that's that's how you can tell, like, I mean, anything that we play, they say, we play swing music, bro. We played the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, because somebody requested it. You know, that's not on my list. But they didn't stop dancing, man. And they had, just everyone had a great time. You know, I mean, that to me, it stands out just because they just, they never wanted to stop dancing. And we, they, like, the it was on a the parents of the bride's property. And she had to, like, literally say, all right, guys, you guys got to go home. That was it. We wouldn't have stopped. We would have kept going. So, yeah, that's, I think that would be my best.
Name some great places to party in your city.
Great places to party in my city. So I'm in Middletown, New York. Jay-Z's is a pretty decent spot up here. It's really not in my area. Probably would have to go to Newburgh on the waterfront there. But in my area, in my town, Jay-Z's is probably the spot. And my basement, because it's lit down here. You know what I'm saying?
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
More interaction. I think it's got to be a better way for us as DJs to interact with the people in the room. I mean, that's really, it's just, it's so many advances, bro. Like, it's so many advances. Like, I just think the music, the sound quality is great as long as you have the hookups correct. Your mixing ability is your mixing ability, you know. Lighting is what lighting you want. I think the only thing that is just the interaction between those that are in the room listening and the person playing the music. I mean, that's, to me, that would be the only thing that would need to be improved.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally, whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
Oh, my brother, why would you do this to me? All the guys, listen, I think, you know, listen, I interviewed Chuck Chillout, Mel Starr, DJ Millie Mill, DJ Rachel, DJ Stardust, so many, Gene Mathurin, DJ Shark, he's 18 years old now, one of the nastiest scratch DJs that I know, DJ Young Fresh Prince, who's out of Philly, he's only 15 years old, man, like, I'll go ahead and tag them. I'll get you in touch with them. Like, those are stories. Like, those that have been around the game for a long time need to have their stories out there. And then for those that just got into it, that are that young, man, to come in and automatically just be monsters. Like, both of them are just monsters, bro. Like, I sit back and I'm like, why don't I know how to do that yet? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just monsters. So definitely, yeah, those be them.
Awesome, man. Yeah, we look forward to hearing their stories one day on the show. And any DJs interested in being on the My DJ Story podcast can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you in person or even online?
Online, DJ, powered by DJ Echo is my website.com. I'm on across the board, it's mostly powered by DJ Echo. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Mixcloud, Snapchat. I don't use Snapchat. But I have it. So it's powered by DJ Echo. And then if you go to my YouTube, it's Juggernaut Designs. That's my design company. I do all my own flyers. I do all my own promotional materials. You know what I'm saying? That's also, and I didn't say that before, but that's also part of how I save money is I don't pay people to do my stuff. I learn how to do it and I do my own, you know, flyers. And I made my own logo, you know, the logo that I use and all that stuff. So, yeah. That's it. You can go to my website. My website has all the links to everywhere to go and all that good stuff. You'll also go to triplethreatfmradio.com and you can listen. It's 24 hours a day. We also have an app on the Zeno Radio app. That's really it.
Awesome, man. Hey, this has been a tremendous interview. I enjoyed hearing your story of DJ Echo in the DJ industry, man. This has been great. And I had a lot of fun. So I know our audience are going to enjoy hear your story as well. So thank you for your time today, man. And we look forward to seeing you in the club.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did.
I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story Podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.